talking about syncopated strumming, we looking at "I Want to Hold Your Hand," the fifth line, and where it says "I Can't Hide." This is a classic example of strumming syncopation. Syncopation is sort of loosely defined as anything that goes against the beat. Well, in this particular case, it's not so much against the beat as anticipate. The chords are what we call anticipated. They come in before the downbeat. If you look at the word "hide," it's tied over the bar line, and so that D comes in on the end of four of the first bar. So you would strum it like from the C. You would go one, two, three, and four, and you would hit that D on the way up. And let's try just that, and you who are listening, try it with us. So just backing up, where "I Want to Hold Your Hand," the fourth line, measure number three. One, two, three, four. I can't hide. Right, and you go on the way up. It's like the actual strum, what you'd use, just use like down, down, up, down, down, up. And the last up would be the D. Like two, three, four. One, two, three. Oh, sorry, I did it wrong. Three, four. One, two, three, four, and good. Now, so we're going to continue that trend of switching on the ups all the way until the final D. If you know how to read music, which I know you do, but people listening to this might not, but you'll see that the C chord is on the end of three on the next bar. So that is an up as well. And so it would sound, if you take just that bar by itself, start with a D, it will sound like one, two, three, and four, and. Okay, so can we do just the second, not the second bar, but the fourth bar of that line? Two, three, four, like one. And you're switching on the C and the D, were both on an up. Now, putting both of those bars together, you got two, three, four, one, two, three. Oh, sorry, one, two, and three, four, and one, two, and three, and four, and two, and three, and four, and the next bar is exactly the same. So the whole thing will sound like down, down. Digest, but we'll practice it a few times for the whole. So the whole four bar sequence, like one, two, three, four. And it's not easy. So actually, we should go down. We should go even slower. So like one, two, three, four. Right there. So great job. We'll do that a few times and then we'll speed back up. One, two, three, four. I think I sped it up on you. So I'll take it back down to where we were. One, two, three, four. Whether to hit the one beat of the next bar, you were kind of lightly hitting it, and it's not wrong, but I would skip the one beat so you get that syncopation effect. When you do it fast, let me just. And that's why there's so much momentum there. A couple more times slow like that. Like one, two, three. So one time. So you do have to let, after the D, the first D, you have to let your arm fall on a silent one beat. That's probably the hardest part. Like one, two, three, four, like. Simply try and increase the tempo. The metronome says 69, so let's try that. One, two, well, no, that's a little faster, I think, than where we were. Let's bring it down to 65. One, two, three. Basically work your way up. Eventually you'll get up to Beatles tempo. He's right in that spot. You could even circle it so that next time you remember to do that section first before you strum the whole song, just to practice it. And then put 60, you know, BPM equals 65.